My dad once taught me that we are made of thousands of tiny particles. Protons, neutrons, and electrons, all creating these unique articles that we give identity to and define with a name. And after centuries of this process, we have forgotten that we are all the same. All of our particles, they were once other things. Some of mine and some of yours might have existed as one wing, or the bark of an old oak tree, or a turtle's back soaring through the sea, or unpersonified, they were totally free to be whatever they needed to be. But now yours are you and mine are me. That connection is gone. No, that connection lives on. We are breathing those particles in as we speak, drinking them up from our communal creek, yet sometimes we're weak. And there are just too many electrical signals refracting our natural instincts, but it's simple. We need to change our perception to not see the difference, to wake up to our collective human experience. Pain, normal. Joy, normal. Jealousy, normal. Ecstasy, normal. Tiredness, elation, depression, deflation. Tears, fears, screams, beams, and butterflies. You'll feel them, right? Our days don't just flick from picture to picture. In between are our real lives. So don't be afraid to show in between the lines, because we might just see how similar we are. But I know it's hard. When anger is a gun and confusion a knife, when fear is fire spreading through the night, we appear disconnected, fragmented into races, countries bordered by senseless greed. What do we need? To talk and to listen, to speak and be heard, for conversation to be our only weapon, and for any war to be in words, not summed up by our sexes, not judged by our beliefs, not cutting down the trees as if it's not them that help us breathe, turning our fear of mass destruction into a dream of mass conduction, claiming our consciousness and reuniting all the continents. No more robots driven by convenience. Brothers and sisters, this is our human experience.